In Iraq, last night and today have seen a major coordinated movement of U.S. Army troops and Marines toward Baghdad. They're approaching from two different directions. Soldiers of the 3rd Infantry Division push past the city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, and are now reported to be about 30 miles from the outskirts of the Iraqi capital. Southeast of Baghdad, U.S. Marines have crossed the Tigris River, isolated the city of El Kut, and according to commanders, destroyed a division of the Iraqi Republican Guard. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Kuwait City.
The day's developments in the ground war in Iraq are pivotal, and they set the stage for an assault on Baghdad expected to begin soon. In the west, after waiting for nearly a week near the city of Karbala, lead elements of the 3rd Infantry Division rammed through what's known as the Karbala Gap, a narrow strip of desert between the city and Lake Rezaza to the west. U.S. forces feared strong Iraqi resistance and the possible use of chemical weapons there, but Lieutenant Colonel Rock Marconi, speaking to ABC News this morning, said the move worked flawlessly.
We passed right through the gap over two bridges, so we did an assault crossing. We were the advance guard, and we destroyed all opposition, both near and far side. We also had an attack aviation company that was working in conjunction with me on my net. So we really shaped the battle well with artillery and aviation to sort of break his will up front, and then once we closed into close combat, he had no chance.
Simultaneously, 100 miles to the east, units of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force launched a similar attack on the Baghdad Division of the Iraqi Republican Guard. A force of 11,000 troops plus two tank battalions deployed around the city of Al Kut and at a key bridge crossing the Tigris River. A left turn just past that bridge is Iraqi Route 7 straight to Baghdad. The Marines cut through the Iraqis with deadly effectiveness, according to ABC embedded reporter Mike Saray.
As we passed through, we could see probably a dozen exploded vehicles, armored personnel carriers. One of our tanks was hit. And I think this is the first indication now that we are getting very close to the mainline Republican Guard units. Our objective was not so much getting across that bridge, but to go a bit of north of it and to hold a blocking position on the main highway leading northwest to Baghdad.
Allied commanders say in the process the Marines destroyed the Baghdad division there, rendering it no longer an effective military force. Defense analyst Paul Beaver says that in each engagement with the Republican Guard so far, U.S. forces are getting the best of them.
There are five divisions. One of them is infantry heavy, and that's across at El Kut on the furthest east side, and the others are strung out around to the northwest. And there are two divisions actually in contact at the moment, and it seems the Americans are giving them a severe pounding from the air, helicopter gunships, and as well as tanks and artillery on the ground. So quite a big battle. And they've bypassed the towns. They're fighting these battles in the open country.
By the end of the day, the lead elements of the advance above Karbala had crossed the Euphrates River once again, putting them about 30 miles from Baghdad to the southwest, and the Marines had moved up the road to Baghdad to within 30 miles from the southeast. Toward the rear, U.S. forces continued to battle Iraqi paramilitary inside Najaf. At the command briefing in Doha, Qatar, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said today that Iraqi armed militia had taken refuge inside the Gold Dome Mosque of Ali in Najaf, one of Shiite Islam's holiest sites, believed to be the burial place of the Imam Ali, cousin of the Prophet Muhammad. U.S. troops did not return fire, General Brooks said.
We can fire back. We chose not to fire back, and that's a very important distinction. The regime is firing from within a mosque, something that doesn't have military value, that should be protected by them. It's protected by us.
One other important development, U.S. Special Operations Forces are reported near the town of Ramadi, about 50 miles directly west of Baghdad. That puts U.S. troops on the move, closing the noose on Baghdad from the west, south, and southeast. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.